This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We may hear from President Biden this morning that he's doing more to punish Russia for invading Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration had already imposed massive sanctions on Moscow, but a ban on Russian oil imports was a glaring omission, with the president saying he was trying to limit American pain at the gas pump. But a person familiar with the matter says the president has now decided to cut off those imports. Global energy prices have surged since the Ukraine invasion, and energy exports have kept cash flowing to Russia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian aircraft are continuing to bomb cities in Ukraine in the east and central regions of the country. The Russians are shelling suburbs of the capital, Kyiv, as well. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A regional leader says in areas to the east of Kyiv, near the Russian border, bombs fell on residential buildings and destroyed a power plant. He says there were dead and wounded, but hasn't given any figures. Bombs also hit oil depots west of Kyiv, while too, the mayor has reported heavy artillery fire, saying we can't even gather up the bodies because the shelling from heavy weapons doesn't stop day or night.
Food, water, heat, and medicine are getting harder and harder to find in some cities in Ukraine. Here in the U.S., the price of gas is skyrocketing. It's $4.17 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. In parts of California, it's $5.44 a gallon. Teachers in the Minneapolis School District walked off the job this morning. They couldn't agree with the school district on pay, class size, and mental health support for students. A man trapped by a fast-moving fire in a South Brunswick, New Jersey apartment building dropped his young child into the waiting arms of police and firefighters, who then also caught the man. This is AP News. Lynching would be a federal crime under a bill given final congressional approval in the Senate.
Members of Congress tried hundreds of times over the past century to pass a law to make lynching a federal crime before the Senate gave final unanimous approval to the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act.
That it took so long is a stain. A bitter stain.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill, coming more than 60 years after teenager Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi in 1955, is an advancement by the nation.
While this will not erase the horrific injustices to which tens of thousands of African Americans have been subjected over the generations, nor fully heal the terror inflicted on countless others, it is an important step forward as we continue the work of confronting our nation's past in pursuit of a brighter and more just future.
The bill goes to President Biden for his signature. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.